For the expert student's level of pass the object, we're not going to pass objects at all. For the first game, we're going to pass words. I suppose a warm-up could be to pass the same word around the circle, but in general, we're thinking about words that have a sequence, like numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or the alphabet, days of the week, months of the year, counting by twos or fives, tens. So we're wanting to have words that have a sequence to them, and these get passed around the circle. So the first person says one, the second person says two, and we want to make sure to keep maintaining eye contact as we pass these words around. The second game in Expert Students is passing a sound and a movement, and this is just a whole lot of silliness and fun. You want to avoid, if you can, having students speak words. The sounds work best when they're just abstract sounds. Sometimes they get into animal sounds, that's fine too. But pro tip from a teacher who's taught this a lot, I sometimes make a no karate moves rule in my class if that gets a little bit out of hand, or if you know that's an issue in your class. So the two ways to play the sound and movement game are that you can have everyone repeat the same sound and movement as started by the first player. So the first player does something and passes that sound and movement to the person next to them, and then that person turns around to the person beside them and does the same sound and movement. So that gets repeated all the way around. The other way to play it is to have each person make up their own sound and movement. So the first person starts and makes up a sound and movement. The next person turns around to the next person and just does a different sound and movement, and it goes around like that. And an important thing to remember is that sometimes kids have a hard time thinking of a sound and movement. Sometimes grown-ups have a hard time thinking of a sound and movement. So you can always tell them that if they want to repeat something that they've heard before, that's fine. Not a problem. Both of these expert level games can be a lot of fun, so I hope you have a good time with them.